80. Oblivious. Ba Edo Mishram has somehow connected with the Parsh people, as Odium once did. She provides void light and facilitates forms of power. Our strike team is going to imprison her. From drawer 3020, fourth emerald. Grund wasn't at his normal spot, inside the corner of the broken shop. The place hadn't fared well during the Everstorm. The ceiling was sagging even more, and a snarl of tree branches had been blown in through the window, littering the floor. Vale frowned, calling his name. After fleeing the Oathgate platform, she'd met up with Vatha, who had been waiting as instructed. She'd sent Vatha back to report to the king, and probably should have gone herself. But she hadn't been able to shake the eerie disquiet of her trip through the revel. Going back home would have left her too much time to think. Vale wanted to be out working instead. Monsters and Voidbringers were something she couldn't comprehend, but starving children, she could do something about that. She'd taken the two remaining sacks of food and gone to help the city's people. If she could find them. Grund, Vale repeated, leaning farther in through the window. Before, he'd always been up at this time. Perhaps he'd finally moved out of the building like all the others had. Or maybe he hadn't gotten back from the storm shelter yet, following the Everstorm. She turned to leave, but Grund finally stumbled into the room. The little urchin tucked his malformed hand into his pocket and scowled at her. That was odd. He normally seemed so happy when she arrived. "What's wrong?" she asked. "Nothing," he said. "Thought you was someone else." He gave her a grin. Vale fished a few pieces of flatbread from her bag. "Not much today, I'm afraid. I wanted to make sure to stop by, though. The information you gave us on that book was very helpful." He licked his lips, holding out his hands. She tossed him the flatbread, and he took an eager bite. "What do you need next?" "Nothing right now," Vale said. "Come on. There has to be something I can do to help. Something you want, right?" Too desperate, Vale thought. What is beneath the surface here? What have I missed? "I'll consider," she said. "Grund, is everything all right?"
"Right, sure, everything is great."
He paused.
"Unless it shouldn't be?"
Pattern hummed softly on Vale's coat. She agreed. "I'll stop by again in a few days. Should have a big haul then." Vale tipped her hat to the urchin, then slipped back into the market. It was late, but people lingered. Nobody wanted to be alone on days after the Everstorm came. Some looked toward the wall where those fused had attacked. But that sort of thing happened almost daily, so it didn't cause too much of a stir. Vale drew more attention than she'd have wanted. She'd exposed herself to them, given up her face.
"Grund tells lies, doesn't he?" Pattern whispered.
"Yeah, I'm not sure why, or what about."
As she wove into the market, she put her hand before her face, changing it with a wave of the fingers. She took her hat off, folded it, and covertly light-wove it to look like a waterskin. Each was a little change that nobody would notice. She tucked her hair into her coat, made it look shorter, then finally closed her coat and changed the clothing underneath. When she took off the coat and folded it up, she was no longer Vale, but a market guard she'd drawn earlier. Rolled coat under her arm, she lingered at a corner and waited to see if anyone passed, looking for Vale. She didn't spot anyone, though her training with Ishnat spotting tails wasn't yet extensive. She threaded her way back through the crowd to Grund's shop again. She lingered near the wall, then eased toward the window, listening.
"Told you we shouldn't have given her the book," a voice was saying inside.
"This is pathetic,"
another said.
"Pathetic. That was the best you could do?"
She heard a grunt and a whimper.
"That's Grund."
Vale cursed softly,
scrambling around to look in through the window. A group of thugs was chewing on the flatbread she'd brought. Grund lay in the corner, whimpering and holding his stomach. Vale felt a flash of rage, and Angerspren immediately boiled around her, pools that sprayed red and orange. She shouted at the men and dashed for the doorway. They immediately scattered, though one slammed a cudgel onto Grund's head with a sickening crunch. By the time she reached Grund, the men had vanished farther into the building. She heard the door in the back slam closed. Pattern appeared in her hand as a shard blade, but Stormfather, she couldn't give chase, not and leave the poor child here. Vale dismissed Pattern and knelt, aghast at the bloody wound in Grund's head. It was bad. The skull was broken, bleeding. He blinked, dazed.
Vale?
Storms, Grund, she whispered. What could she do?
Help! Help somebody! There's a wounded child in here!
Grund whimpered, then whispered something. Vale leaned close, feeling useless.
Hate,
Grund whispered.
Hate you!
It's all right, Vale said. They're gone now. They ran. I'll help. Bandage. She cut at her shirt tails with her knife.
Hate you,
Grund whispered. It's me, Grund, not those others.
Why couldn't you leave me alone?
He whispered.
They killed them all. My friends. Ty.
Vale pressed the cloth against his head wound and he winced. Storms. Quiet. Don't exert yourself.
Hate you,
he repeated. I brought you food, Grund.
You drew them,
he hissed.
You strutted around throwing food. You thought people wouldn't notice?
He closed his eyes.
Had to sit all day, wait for you. My life was waiting for you. If I wasn't here when you came or if I tried to hide the food, they'd beat me.
How long? She whispered, feeling her confidence shake.
Since the first day, you storming woman! Hate you. Others, too. We all hate you.
She sat with him as his breathing slowed, then cut off. Finally, she knelt back, bloodied cloth in her hands. Vale could handle this. She'd seen death. It was life. On the street, and too much. Too much for one day. Shallan blinked tears from the corners of her eyes. Pattern hummed.
Shallan, he said. The boy, he spoke of the others. Others?
Storms! She threw herself to her feet and pushed out into the night, dropping Vale's hat and coat in her haste. She ran for Muri, the mother who had once been a seamstress. Shallan shoved through the market until she reached the packed tenement where the seamstress lived. She crossed the common room, then breathed a sigh of relief as she found Muri alive inside her small room. The woman was hurriedly tossing clothing into a sack, her eldest daughter clutching a similar one. She looked up, saw Shallan, who still looked like Vale, and cursed to herself.
You!
The frown lines and scowl were unfamiliar. She'd always seemed so pleasant.
You know already? Shallan asked. About Grund?
Grund? Muri snapped.
All I know is that the Grips are angry about something. I'm not going to take a chance.
The Grips?
How oblivious are you, woman? The gang in charge of this area has had toughs watching us all for when you next arrived. The one watching me met with another and they had a quiet argument, then took off. I heard my name, so I'm leaving.
They took the food I gave you, didn't they?
Storms, they killed Grund.
Muri stopped, then shook her head.
Poor kid. Better you than he.
She cursed, gathering her sacks and shoving her children toward the common room.
We always had to sit here waiting for you and your storming sack of goodies.
I'm sorry.
Muri left into the night with her children. Shallan watched them go, feeling numb. Empty. She quietly sank down in Muri's deserted room, still holding the cloth with Grund's blood.